This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the Ukraine, President Zelensky rejects the ultimatum from Russia and says he will not surrender. So those battles rage on, especially in a place called Mariupol, where it's very intense and millions have been displaced. How was your weekend? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we swing for the fences here on this show, it is springtime, and you can feel that in the air in the U.S. You can also feel the heavy hearts of Americans who are doing what they can to help the people in the Ukraine, seeing the sad stories of people who are displaced, seeing families that are losing a father, a son, an entire family wiped out. Those are the kind of personal stories, really putting the faces together. I always say that when you know more about the victims and you hear more about their story, then they just don't become a statistic. And the people in the Ukraine are doing their best not to make people statistics, but instead to tell their stories so the rest of the world gets a sense of what is continuing to happen, because it seems like there is no end in sight. And when I say there's no end in sight, you see fires and lots of floods, even in some of the Ukrainian satellite images, and that's because there was flooding from a river that's pretty critical to the Russian advance toward Kyiv, which is the capital of the Ukraine. But the Ukraine will not surrender to the Russian demands in Mariupol, especially. I mentioned that city there briefly, and the deadline was to surrender, which they passed on Sunday, which would be 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. They rejected the ultimatum. So President Zelensky said that he's open to negotiating with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but if they fail, it could result in a wider war. Aye, 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 a wider war. So Joe Biden, our president, and other world leaders are having a set of emergency summits in Europe this week. But can they really agree on anything that'll be enough to stop the blood that's the blood running through the streets that's happening in the Ukraine? And as of now, because he's been asked so many times, Biden says he does not plan on visiting the Ukraine. So at this point, these series of delegates, these series of peace talks from the Ukraine and Russia, two sides, they haven't come to anything significant. When they talk about changes and referendums and compromises and occupied territories and all of that, in between. But I'll tell you what's interesting, and I said this before, is what groups around the world and in the U.S. here in our own backyards are doing to help the people who they know are struggling, who often don't have the clothes or the food, or they're displaced and they have that look in their face of, I can't believe this happened to us, and what do we do? So even you had the European Association of Zoos, where they raised more than $600,000 to help operations at Ukrainian zoos that have been impacted by the Russian invasion, because they have been impacted. You know, this was an everyday life in some of these big cities. They were not in a war-torn country. They were in a country with suburbs and cities similar to some of the cities in the United States. So they have zoos and nightclubs and whatever you can think of, dry cleaners. And so many of them have been bombed out in mall areas. And so then, of course, what happens to the zoo animals. And so much of the humanitarian aid that's outpoured, of course, which is should be, has been directed toward the people. But then when you widen what the needs are and what else is threatened, what other parts of life are threatened in some of these cities, then you start to pull it out a little bit more. And so that's wonderful what they did, I think, with all the money they raised for the animals, because they're really obviously pretty stuck. All right, it was an interesting night for me, for a while anyway. For the first time in a long time that I can remember, I heard tornado sirens that were so loud. I was out running an errand, and by the time I got back, the dog, the Hubs, and I were huddled, not in our underground bunker, but in the bathroom in a tub, because they were warning of serious rotation and possible tornado activity. And sure enough, there were sightings not too far from where I live, but a place that is a little bit further out called Jacksboro, Texas, got slammed by significant damage, where you had a high school and an elementary school that were just rocked, just shredded. And it was obviously pretty emotional. The students were safe, which is a good thing, because this happened at night. Jacksboro is about 57 miles, give or take, north of Fort Worth. And there were all kinds of reports of nine. There were different reports of tornadic activity in central Texas near Austin. There was what happened in Fort Worth. There were some minor injuries, but no deaths, which is so surprising. I mean, you see one area near Round Rock, which is outside of Austin, and the high winds just blew trucks over. They just looked like they were on a track and fell over. So there were so many of us in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio that were under a watch, about 14 million or so. And you look at the possible tornadoes, EF2 and greater, and the storms that they produce, the hail, and then the gusts of wind up to 75 miles an hour. And it's always scary to me, as I've lived in tornado activity places before, when you hear the sirens go off, do you know what to do? And are you taking it seriously or not? And we took it seriously, because they were blaring for, 20 minutes. So we skirted, I think, something that could have been terrible for so many of my neighbors, myself, and that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Then the rest of Texas, as I mentioned, really got slammed with this. It was just the perfect storm of the right kind of weather for a tornado. I mean, just was. All right, and speaking of tragedy, some of the things coming up that we're going to talk about is an airline crash in China. How many people were on board, and what's the latest there on that one? And then the odds and ends of what we're seeing happening, politically speaking, as we roll through another session, as we keep rolling through another session on the Hill. What are some of the major things that are being discussed that could affect you and I in our own backyards? And are people talking about the price of gas? If you filled up lately, it's gotta hurt. It's got to hurt, as it might have dipped down a little bit, but not that much. So how bad is it? Find out.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
So-called tipping point when it becomes clear that our wallets are being drained as we fill up, depending on what you drive, of course. And believe it or not, there are suddenly more electric car charging stations. Is it a coincidence? Probably. So how bad is it out there? We're going to talk about it in just a second. But before we get there, sad story about this plane that crashed with 132 people on board in China, but little details are known, as you can imagine. A Chinese Eastern Airline jet crashed in the mountains in southern China on Monday afternoon. Now, all these details come from the country's Civil Aviation Administration. It was a 747, and it was going from a southwestern city when it lost contact and over the city of Wasu, and the passengers and crew members, apparently were trying to do emergency procedures, you know, to help the passengers. The crew was trying to do that, and they had gone through a line of emergency, etc., but no such luck. So rescue efforts are underway, of course, at the scene of the crash. No details on the possible number of casualties, and condolences have already been offered, and the cause of the plane going down is still under investigation. I was looking at some of the wreckage of this. It just seemed pretty scattered to me, and I thought, does anyone really survive this? You know, the NTSB, they've got an investigator that is going to be there and that's going to help with the investigation. And Boeing an engine manufacturer, CFM, and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration also get involved in this case. And this is standard for any time a plane like this goes down. And it involves a U.S.-designed Boeing aircraft that happens in other countries. We've seen this before, and they're looking at, they're looking at the aftermath and trying to figure out why did this plane suddenly descend at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they lost contact with them, and what happened? What was it that made the plane, the altitude of the plane drop from, 29,000 feet to 4,300 feet, basically, in the span of 3 minutes? What caused that? And, of course, the rescue efforts, they've got problems because they got to use heavy equipment, and they're surrounded by mountains on the three sides, and they've got bad weather, and people who saw it, who eyeballed it, said it was just a falling plane. It just fell from the sky at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It fell vertically from the sky. That's what one witness said, that just the plane didn't smoke during the fall. It fell into the mountains. Then there was a lot of smoke. That has to be a really kind of a horrible thing to see, right? You're doing whatever you're doing in your everyday life, and then you look up or you hear this noise and you see, but it's not on fire like he described. It's a plane just going down vertically, just falling nose first from the sky. And then there is all that smoke. Oof. Wow. All right. From that investigation and what they ultimately uncover, because Boeing is certainly having its problems, there's a great... Right now, there's a great documentary. I want to say it's on Netflix, and it's about Boeing and some of the problems that they've had. I mean, Boeing was just considered so good, so clean. I just was in, Seattle 7-8 months ago, and everything Boeing, because they have so much of what they do is right there out of that Seattle area. In fact, that's where they're, of course, headquartered. All right, it's about gas for Americans, and are we at that point where if gas prices stay high, seriously, are people going to say, you know what, I don't know that I can even afford this, but I'm going to just think about going electric, right? And we're seeing some dramatic differences of how long people are driving and the distances they're driving. There was a survey done through gas stations and in looking at fill up times, etc., and they determined that in Kansas and Missouri they had driving decreases of 14% in Kansas and 11% in Missouri. So high gas prices are hitting the Midwest particularly hard because of agriculture and the need to buy fuel, not just for your car or your Jeep or the little truck you're running around in, but farm equipment, which imagine what that costs, right? And then, of course, the pandemic and the whole supply chain deal there and what it would be. And so we're looking at, national prices that are down slightly, but it's about the average, is $4.28 a gallon, right? $4.28. So I think maybe there is a little combining of errands and thinking about what can I do? How can I level this off in some way and not be stuck shelling out some serious coin? All right, this is what you do. You get inventive when you're in politics because we do live in the land of social media. Anything goes. You post, I post, we like, thumbs down, thumbs up, emoji, The Republican National Committee, they announced on Monday a nationwide initiative to register voters at gas stations. Why would they do that, right? To highlight the rising fuel prices. So, of course, people are upset. The campaign started over the weekend. It went on in Arizona, North Carolina, and New York. And the RNC says more voter registration drives are expected in some battleground states, California, Colorado, Florida, Iowa. You're listening to me. Maine, Michigan, Ohio, Texas, Wisconsin. right? And you see things that are being tweeted out, hashtag lead right with a capital R. New York Republicans registered voters on Long Island. They passed out anti-Biden stickers and waved pro-GOP signs. That was by a mobile gas station. So the time is right to be inventive. Skyrocketing gas prices, inflation, crime in some areas are up. So how do you bring them in? You meet them where they are. And I always say this, it's about the strategies. And I wonder sometimes what the Democratic Party is thinking. The Republicans, and this would be the issue, you know, think about New Yorkers when they're spending $100 or more to fill up their tanks and they're not happy about it. I mean, it's what they call kitchen table issues. That's the buzz in my backyard and yours. That's what people can relate to, the kitchen table issues. The things that are affecting us now, how it's affecting you, how it's affecting me, what's happening with the gas prices. And depending on occupations, of course, it makes a huge difference as to what you're ultimately, you know, going to pay. I mean, that's the scoop, right? Absolutely. Just a shout out to March Madness. Some of these games have been incredible to watch. And there is a Cinderella team, and one that I talk about in the Man Cave in our second hour, but and a team that I thought they get knocked out in the first round. Shows you what I know, because they definitely didn't get knocked out in the first round. St. Pete continues to roll and roll and roll on. So they make it to yet another place in the they make it to the Sweet 16. They get a place in the Sweet 16. And how do they do that? It's just grit, tenacity. They just are not, I mean, just not giving up. That's how they got there. And you know, you look at what it whittles down to, and with incredible opponents, I never thought they would have beaten Kentucky in the first round, but they did. They beat Kentucky. So now they get a chance to go to the Sweet 16, right? They beat Murray State 70-60, but they started off as the 15th seed in the first round, beating number two Kentucky out of the East, 85-79. Woo! Your thoughts? We're hitting the mailroom next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The answer is no. That is the response from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who turned down Russia's ultimatum to surrender the southern city of Mariupol. The Kremlin was continuing to look for a victory somewhere as its forces are in what appears to be a stalemate. The attacks continue, though, as Russian strikes left death and destruction across Ukraine. A once busy shopping mall in Kyiv is now a pile of ruin. The U.S. and Western allies are now discussing how to pressure Russia even more. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson introduced herself to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I hope that you will see how much I love our country and the Constitution and the rights that make us free.
While Democrats on the panel praised Biden's nominee, Republicans made clear they would question her record. This is USA Radio News. The NTSB has appointed a senior air safety official to assist in the investigation of a plane crash in Asia.
A China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains in southern China on a domestic flight Monday after dropping 31,000 feet in 1 minute. China's media is reporting contact was lost with the plane over Wuzhou and there were no signs of survivors. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores, including Ralph's, Albertsons, and Vaughn's. Negotiations for a contract ended without agreement before the latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. The major indexes on Wall Street closed down on Monday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 ended in the red. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh,
let's look at the mail, man.
Yes! We are in the mailroom. Lots of virtual mail to get to, so let's not stand on ceremony. Let's go to this one. Right off of the bat from Keith, who says, Kate, my brackets. I don't know. I need help. Here we are on the doorstep of the Sweet 16. I thought for sure Texas was going to beat Purdue, but Purdue beat them. I guess 3-6, you know, what are you going to say? Purdue was ranked a little bit higher, but I think you can throw out some of those rankings. And it's interesting what's happened here in the early goings, the first two rounds of the tournament. What do you think the biggest surprise has been so far? I hope you played. You weren't clear on, you just said, you know, basically busted brackets, but that doesn't mean your final four, eight, or 16, some of them aren't intact. So the vagueness of all of that. The biggest surprise has been St. Pete's beating Kentucky. I mean, listen, that is the 15th seed moving on. They are there on knocking on the door. Can you hear them? Hey, we're here. We're ready to play. We're ready to play Purdue. Can they knock off Purdue? This is a very big, tall task. But they have some serious momentum going their way. The other team I think that has been interesting to watch, too, has been Gonzaga. Yes, they're favored. But they just keep rolling. I mean, and they are rolling. So easily with Georgia State, I don't think that's a surprise. Then Memphis, and there that was a little bit tighter. So now you've got Gonzaga and Arkansas in the West. That's a 1, which Gonzaga is, and Arkansas is a 4. And, I mean, Arkansas can really move that ball. But Gonzaga, when they need to get hot, they just seem to dig it out. I mean, that's what they did all season long, right? They were able to do that. Then how about Miami? If we look at the Midwest, saw bits and pieces of this. Miami knocking off the 2 seed in Auburn. I'm sure some people are peeved about that. 79-61. And hey, I spent some time in Iowa and I met lots of Iowa State fans, and Iowa State beating LSU. So that was an 11 beating a 6. And that was a tight, good game. Just a handful of points separating those two teams. And then Iowa State in another close game. Oh, my friends in Wisconsin. How did that happen? Because I really liked the Badgers' chances to get at least into the 16, maybe into the 8, and Iowa State beat them. They had something to say about it. That's what's great about this tournament, that anything can happen. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we're talking about the NCAA tournament, men's basketball, right? All of a sudden, college basketball gets super hot in March because people play brackets and they pay more attention to what's going on. And a shout out to Arizona. That's a good, solid team. I know there's a lot of people listening to us there on KVOI and other places around the state. Arizona beat Wright State, as they should have, because they're the number one seed coming out of the South. But then they took care of business against TCU, and that was a tighter game late in the game, but they knocked them off. And now we'll see, because it's Arizona and Houston in San Antonio. That's going to be an interesting crowd. I mean, it's really fun to see people are back, because you know, you can go into the arenas, and it's a big deal, and it's really fun to watch. All right, this one is from Alan, and he says, oh, ouch, yikes, gas. I hate filling up. I can only imagine how the rest of the world feels, and especially those listening to your show here in America. I mean, you know, you can always check and see who has the cheapest gas in your area, but what are you going to do, drive 20 miles to get a cent off? I look at how much it costs, and then for once, because I haven't really been envious of my friends who went electric, but now I'm kind of thinking, oh, they got it right. You know, how much does it cost to charge an EV, Kate? What do you know about what it would be to jump to electric? Well, mile for mile, it's cheaper, that's for sure. To recharge, that's the thing. It's all about recharging and keeping it at a certain level, and how far are you going. So how cheap is it to refuel, and what is the average amount that you can get on electricity? Which I was looking at charts the other day. I have a couple of friends that went electric. One really surprised me, because I just didn't think they would, just because they loved their car, etc., and they didn't have that availability in electric. It's definitely less. It's way less. If you look at what you would spend in gas, for example, right, especially now what we're saying, what you're spending in gas for, where, what does it tend to be, you know, it, depending on your tank and what you're putting in it, and electricity-wise, I mean, it can be a handful of dollars, essentially, for what you would pay versus what you're paying at the pumps. I mean, that's the comparison, is at least half. I mean, you're paying double for sure, more than that. And you can find all of those statistics for electricity rates if you go to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, because they lay it out for you. So even with kind of a surge in the price of electricity, it still, of course, is, you know, it's easier to charge your EV's battery. But it depends, you know, what are the electricity rates going to be? So, for example, in Boston, in San Francisco, the electricity rates are higher. But in a lot of places, it's cheaper. And in most places, you get a little bit of a break. So what's happening there? You know, how is it affordable? It's that whole life cycle thing of that engine. And they say I was looking at something that an analyst was talking about on, I want to say, CNBC the other day, and they were talking about that the lifetime cost of ownership of an EV is about probably almost 5,000, give or take, less than that of an internal combustion engine. And then will that cost difference, what will happen when you get more EVs? And then over the next couple of years, will that flip around? And if everybody's driving it, of course, what do you think is going to happen? Right? Supply and demand. So there you go. And if you want to get an idea of how far an EV can travel on a charge, well, you know, you look at, they call it MPGE, so miles per gallon equivalent. And an EV can travel on 33.7 kilowatt hours of charge. So that's the amount of electricity that is chemically equivalent to the energy in a gallon of regular gasoline. And then you think about how many miles can you go. They say about 97. About 97. And you would use 34.7 kilowatt of electricity. So does that make sense? And then you compare that to gasoline. So, of course, it's going to be cheaper. But watching how that flip happens, pay attention to that. This one is from Cherry. I like that name, Cherry. Cherry listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. That must be 1490 a.m. And Cherry says, hi, Kate. It's just looking like there is no end to the Ukrainian woes and the Russia forward motion in doing whatever they can to take over Kyiv. What do you think the timetable could be for all of this? If I could only look into my special crystal ball that is definitely cracked after I was trying to figure out what's going to happen in the big dance, I would say there we don't know. I mean, look, does this go for months and months? Does it go longer than that? I mean, does Vladimir Putin ultimately come to the table with the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, and do they cut some kind of a diplomatic deal? I don't think so. I think that at this point, the Ukraine is saying no. So if they continue to say no, then they're not, you know, they have the NATO idea. They like their freedom. That's, you know, they have to keep fighting. They'll keep fighting to protect that freedom. And how much does Russia continue to pour into the Ukraine? I think Putin will just keep on going. I mean, that's what I think is going to happen. And you've got Ukrainian civilians who are scrambling to try to get out of the country. And then you hear the story of civilians that have been deported to Russia. And the images of that are frightening to look at, because Russia has been accused of forcibly abducting and deporting thousands of citizens. So are they being forced into camps? And Ukrainian MPs have claimed that Moscow deported some of the citizens to distant parts of Russia to work without payment. Ooh, rough. And there's all kinds of rumors that are swirling, unsubstantiated, of course, so that's the other part of that, but scary. All right, this one is from Greg, and we're going to end on this note. He says, Kate, I feel you traveling during spring break. Was it crowded for you to leave Tampa? It was a nightmare in Miami. Supposedly they had their busiest day, and I was right smack in the middle of it. Ooh, I'm right there with you in those Florida airports. Ooh, tough, tough, tough. You can email me day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world.
I can't tell you how thrilled we are to have Lash Berry with us. He is the guru. He is the Hollywood gift guru. He's the founder of Distinct Assets. We were so lucky to get him on last year, and he really does have the most buzzed about swag bag in history. I came back from my trip, as many of you know, listeners, from Florida, and I got a sampler, and I have to tell you, he's now my extra favorite person because I was wowed by what I found. I mean, what's in this bag is absolutely incredible. So Lash, first of all, let's tell everybody what happens and how you started what you started to do when it related to the Oscars and nominees.
Well, we had for years been putting together the official Grammy gift bag. At the time, the Oscars had their own bag. They've now, for 15 years or so, stopped doing any sort of gifting. And we were trying to figure out, how can we be part of Hollywood's biggest night in sort of a fun and different way than setting up in some hotel gift suite and none of the people you want to come. And so I was like, let's make sure that whether they win or lose, whether they become Oscar royalty, that they at least get a bag full of fun. And as you pointed out, getting it just for your birthday, even as just a somewhat normal person. I know you have a high profile as well, but with these Oscar nominees, it's just a way to make them feel good, even if they didn't go home a winner.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that you do that, and there's some great nominees this time around. I'm sure they'll be thrilled with that. So let's talk about what's in the bags in this year's gift bag that are going to all 25 Oscar nominees.
Well, the item I'm most excited about, and I think they will too, and if you have someone on your gift list that's hard to find a great gift for, I can't recommend this highly enough. It's from Highland Titles, and they're giving each of the nominees a small plot of land, and by doing so, they become part of a community of landowners known as the Lords and Ladies of Glencoe. So they'll all become lords and ladies. There's an official certification, and if you do get this as a gift for someone, the money goes towards land conservation efforts in Scotland. So it's a gift that gives back. Another gift I'm super excited about, because there's no more iconic companion to movie watching than popcorn, and we're watching more movies at home still than ever before. Opopop has created the world's first flavor-wrapped popcorn kernel. So each kernel is individually pre-wrapped in flavor. You just pick your favorite flavor. They've got both savory and sweet poured into the included microwave popper and pop yourself a delicious treat. A few other my faves. Speaking of treats, we've got Balsam Biscuits doing a whole briefcase full of their delicious, sustainably sourced chocolate-covered biscuits and wafers. Spermidine Life by Longevity Labs doing a whole assortment of supplements. And these supplements naturally increase the production of a youth molecule in our bodies, which, goodness knows, now that I'm 50, I need now more than ever. And it helps with your immunity, your memory, anti-aging, and weight loss. And then my personal favorite part of any gift bag, skincare. So they're getting over $1,000 worth of Hempera Cosmeticos nano-amplified plant-based CBD skincare, which is just a very fancy way of saying it penetrates deeper in your skin and makes you look great.
Ooh, sounds good to me. And, of course, for the popcorn, I got that. Yay, I'm going to be eating the popcorn and the chocolate biscuits and some skincare. Always good when I'm watching this. So I was thinking about this, and you and I talked about this last time. It's always curious what the celebrities' favorites will be. What are some of their favorites from the past?
You know, a lot of these celebs, their favorite thing is anything that can give back, you know. And so this year we've included from PETA, who's been part of our gift bags for years. They've included an inflatable orca that says SeaWorld Blows on it. And they're making it super easy for the nominees to post and share comments if they support their mission to help set all the orcas free at SeaWorld. Skincare is always people's favorite. So we have the Hempera Cosmeticos. We've got Saracell. We've got this amazing line called Biro. It's basically salad-infused skincare. They've got a bitter green essence toner. And if you're Jessica Chastain, that poor girl had to wear so much makeup in the eyes of Tammy Faye, her skin is probably still recovering. So we want to make sure she gets back to her normal skin tone as soon as possible.
Yeah, no kidding. So for you, I was thinking about this and knowing I was talking to you today. You know, distinctive assets. How fun is it for you to, first of all, you came up with this company, but how fun is it for you to have your hands in the middle of it and come up with, wow, what really fits? And also for consumers and what they like. It just seems like a great job.
I have to say I enjoyed it. Beat selling copiers. And I enjoyed trying the products. I'm just like you. When I get a box of goodies, when I get samples, my first reaction is I want to enjoy it. And my second is I can't wait to share this with our celebrity friends. So I was recently, for example, introduced to this amazing company called Wunderkeks out of Austin, Texas. They make cookies and brownies, and someone sent me a box, and it was like a rainbow flourish when you open it. The most delicious cookies and brownies. And so I reached out and it's like, this is amazing. I need to share you with everyone I know. And so it's that sort of thing where it's not just about, yes, this is a money-making thing for me. These brands pay to be a part of it. But more importantly, it's about sharing things that I discover that I think will, in some small way, impact these folks. Like Shinery. It's a product I was introduced to by my best friend in New York. It's a hand cleanser that's also a jewelry cleanser all in one. So when you're washing your hands, you're also cleaning your jewelry. Like, it's the simple things that sometimes I get excited about.
Yeah, boy, it doesn't get better than that. Lash Fairy, Hollywood gift guru, founder of Distinct Assets. Check it out for all of your needs. And the gift of giving is always a wonderful thing. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great week.
So, yeah, the Oscars are this weekend. How many people will be interested in the Oscars? I don't know. Maybe some of you are listening to this and you're like, are you kidding me? I barely watch movies. I definitely am a streaming person, but I stream series. I believe every person, there is some that has something they watch, whether it's sports, that's it, they're just sports purists, they could care less, they think everything else is nonsense, or they're all about series and they kind of binge watch things, they work super, super hard and they're whipped and that's their relaxation, or they're movie nuts. And when they hear about a favorite actor or an interesting, for example, Dune, a remake of Dune, where you had Timothy Chalamet, who was in the starring role in that, and that was so well done. They got 12 nominations, or 10 nominations, and I think it was brilliant. I loved it. And I like sci-fi, but I'm picky sci-fi. I don't like some of the nonsense that just gets thrown up. And I say that when we have authors on. That's always so fascinating to me, the genres people choose and what kind of a novel are they writing. And I do like sci-fi, but only when it's done well on the screen. And I think Dune, which now has another part to it, was really well done. I loved the movie Belfast. That's up for Best Picture. I liked Coda. That was good. I liked King Richard. That was good. I liked Nightmare Alley. I thought that was good. I saw The Power of the Dog, and I didn't think it was that good. I thought it was okay. So, to me, I believe in this Best Picture category, it's going to be pretty tough to see what direction they go. You know, and there's always bets on Best Director. Imagine they're all getting these double bags full of swag, but Steven Spielberg as West Side Story, which didn't really crush at the box office at all. Kenneth Branagh, Belfast, which, again, that's a movie I think that was impactful, but I don't know that it had huge box office. I don't think so. Javier Bardem for Best Actor in Being the Ricardos, that whole Lucy and Ricky story. I think a lot of people watched that, but it streamed and it was on the big screen. And then Will Smith played Richard Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams, how he turned them into champions, and that was pretty, I think, interesting. And there's other people I'm missing in the middle of this. Lash mentioned Jessica Chastain, who played Tammy Faye, the eyes of Tammy Faye. That was good. I saw that. And Nicole Kidman played Lucille Ball in Being the Ricardos. I thought she was excellent in that. But I didn't see all of the nominees in that category. I loved Coda, which was such an interesting and well-done movie. And I've talked about these movies separately, so I won't go deep into those. But it's an interesting phenomenon to follow, what happens with Oscars and award shows and whether people even care about that. And like I say, how you consume your off time, what it is that you do. Because I know there's people who, I think, could care less about ever going to a movie. And then there's others that use it as relaxation. For me, it's relaxation if it's a good, well-done movie and you can disappear into it. And there were certainly some of those. I mentioned Dune over and over again. I mentioned Belfast. They were big movies for me. I enjoyed every second of watching those movies. I enjoy working with Nathan Reeder. He's the technical maestro for this show. A tip of the cap to him and to all of you for hanging with us. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.